In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost, until he find it? Friends, today is the third Sunday after Pentecost, and on this day Holy Mother Church confronts us with a mystery, the infinitude of God's mercy. And what she does for us today, she has done for generations of Catholics before us, through the sacred scriptures, through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and through public processions and song, and through her preaching. In fact, this mystery is so essential to a proper understanding of the nature and character of God that the Catholic bishops in America, gathered in session in Baltimore almost two centuries ago, thought it necessary to set this mystery before Catholic children throughout the nation. Here is how they put the mystery to school-aged children. Question 20. Is God just, holy, and merciful? Answer. God is all just, all holy, all merciful, as he is infinitely perfect. God is infinite, and because he is infinite, friends, he possesses all perfections, including holiness, justice, and mercy. What woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? But friends, today is the second Sunday of the month of June also, the month during which our goodly mother invites us to deepen our understanding of and to renew our devotion to the most sacred heart of Jesus. As such, today we offer our second installment of our mini catechesis on the sacred heart of Jesus. And following the Church's lead, we will take up a consideration of the mercy of God. With that in mind, let's start with the definition. According to the doctors, saints, and approved theologians, God's mercy is his will to remove defects or miseries in creatures out of his goodness and love. God's mercy is especially revealed in the redemption of the human race through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the offer of eternal salvation made possible by that redemption, and the forgiveness of sins of the penitent. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus devotion presses home the point that the mercy of God is most clearly manifested through the wounds of the Son of God. And thus it is that Saint Bernard of Clairvaux sings in this place, Where can the weak find a place of firm security and peace, except in the wounds of the Savior? Indeed, the more secure is my place there, the more he can do to help me. And in this other place too, he says, for what can prove to me so clearly as your wounds that you, O Lord Jesus, are sweet and mild and plenteous in mercy? And hear now the echo of St. Alphonsus Marie de Liguori from another place. These wounds of thine and this blood encourage me to hope for every good from thy mercy. I love thee, O Lord, O dear Jesus, I love thee and I hope in thee. For he was wounded for our iniquities, he was bruised for our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his bruises we are healed. Dear friends, this is a certitude. The Lord of the universe is full of mercy and compassion. The psalmist sings it. The fathers and doctors teach it, and the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is both its promise and its temporal effectuation, constantly invokes it. Nevertheless, while it is undoubtedly true that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should return to penance, it is also plain, painfully true that many men will, in fact, perish everlastingly, and that many men will choose to neglect, snub, or repudiate the grace offered to them by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some will perish everlastingly because they would not tame their tongues, others because of a refusal to maintain the custody of their eyes. Some will proceed into the fire of Gehenna because they live for the approval of men, while still others for seemingly harmless things like the neglect of the poor. And while not all roads lead to perdition, a sufficient number of them come together to form the broad way that leadeth to destruction. So pity the fool who dares to hope that all men will be saved, and who seduces others with so demonic an illusion. And woe especially to men charged with the duty to call men to repent and believe the gospel, lest they be condemned, but who instead pander to human folly and pride. And Jesus said to them, "Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Friends, today is the 14th day of June, and during the 30 days of this month, Holy Mother Church bids her sons and daughters to gaze upon and contemplate the most sacred heart of Jesus, that symbol and sensible image of the infinite love of Jesus Christ, that infinite love in which sinners shall find the source and infinite ocean of mercy. And since we are taught by that same Holy Mother that dire temporal and eternal consequences will fall upon the men and nations that refuse to accept the mercy of God revealed through the Sacred Heart of Jesus, let us resolve to deepen our devotion to his Sacred Heart and to make reparations for our past ingratitude, irreverence, and sacrilege, and for the ingratitude, irreverence, and sacrilege of our family, our friends, and our nation. Beloved, be you humbled, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation. My dearest friends, today is the third Sunday after Pentecost, the Sunday within the octave of the most sacred heart of Jesus. So let us sing with Saints Bernard, Bonaventure, and Alphonsus the glories of the merciful wounds of our dear Redeemer. Through these sacred wounds, they sing, we can see the secret of your heart, the great mystery of love, the sincerity of your mercy with which you visited us from on high. Where have your love, your mercy, your compassion shone out more luminously than in your wounds, sweet, gentle Lord of mercy? I may have sinned gravely, my conscience would be distressed, but it would not be in turmoil, for I would recall your wounds, O Lord. You were wounded for our iniquities. What sin is there so deadly that it cannot be pardoned by your death, O Christ? How good and how sweet it is to dwell in your heart. This is the hidden treasure, the pearl of great price. Let us draw near to your heart, O most sweet Lord Jesus. And let us with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque consecrate ourselves to the most sacred heart of Jesus, saying, O sacred heart of Jesus, to thee I consecrate and offer up my person and my life, my actions, trials, and sufferings, that my entire being may henceforth only be employed in loving, honoring, and glorifying thee. This is my irrevocable will, to belong entirely to thee and to do all for thy love, renouncing with all my heart all that can displease thee. I take thee, O Sacred Heart, for the sole object of my love, the protection of my life, the pledge of my salvation, the remedy of my frailty and inconstancy, the reparation for all the defects of my life, and my secure refuge at the hour of my death. Be thou, O most merciful heart, my justification before God thy Father, and screen me from his anger which I have so justly merited. I place all my trust in thee, O Sacred Heart of Jesus. While I fear all things from my own weakness, I hope all things from thy goodness. O consuming fire of love, inflame my heart with the most pure love of thee, that it may be consumed in the fire of thy love, and be no more occupied with earthly things. Let my heart be so united to thine, that thy will may be mine, and mine thine, and that my will may never depart from thine. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in thee. Amen. And dear friends, as we come to receive upon our tongues and in our persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us beseech God the Father to grant us the grace to contemplate the infinitude of his mercy, the heart of flesh that beat in the womb of the Virgin Mary, that suffered on the cross, and that continues to love us in the Holy Eucharist, and the grace to conform our lives to the same, saying, O God, who in the heart of thy Son, wounded by our sins, dost mercifully vouchsafe to bestow upon us the boundless treasures of thy love, grant, we beseech thee, that we who now render him the service of our devotion and piety may also fulfill our duty of worthy satisfaction. O God, protector of all who hope in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase your mercy toward us, that with your guidance and direction we may so pass through the things of this temporal life as not to lose those of life eternal. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, God, world without end. Amen. Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.